Okay. Okay, so yesterday we talked about the Issachar of Macholas Asuras. And, okay, so a couple of things. Well, we're going to have a separate packet more be in about this. But it's interesting that Shulchan Aruch on page 9 says, Kol davar she'osim min ha-Torah, af al pi she'mutar b'hana, im hudavar ha-miyuchad l'machal, osu lasos bo schor. Right, there's an issachar of macholos asuros. With the one exception, chutz min ha-chelev. That chelev is the one example that even if you wanna do schorah with chelev, it's okay. Shreinem bar bo yasa l'chol melacha. That's the pasuk over here. On page 4. Hadar Hashem Moshe Lema Dabel Ben Yisrael Chol chelev shor v'chesev ha'iz lo sochevu. Right, and then it says the next pasuk, "V'chel nevela v'chel treifa yosel l'chol melacha v'chol lo sochlu." V'chol lo sochlu. So Yasa L'chol Melacha, that is saying do whatever you want with it. No restrictions. Chutz Melachem Shanema Yasa L'chol Melacha. Do whatever you want. So Rav Shechter said over, the way he said it over once was, if you're working with the Taz as Yisod, in other words, the Taz wants to say, you know what, by base of the Rashba, that the whole din of Schor Machos Asus is only the Rabbanim. That's what the Rashba said. The Rashba says in the Tshuva that the whole Schor Machos Asus is only the Rabbanim, lest you might come to what? Eat it. So then what is the Pasuk coming to tell me, Yasa Machol Machol Malacha, that I can do everything? The whole is only the Rabbanim. So Rav Shechter said over the way that, based on the Taz, that the idea is that if the Torah said explicitly that it's mutter, Yehasa l'chol melacha, then Chachamim couldn't have asked it. In other words, by other macholos asuros, the Torah didn't say anything explicit. Here the Torah said explicitly, so therefore you could do whatever you want. I'm not so sure that does the Taz himself say that within the does he really just says it to explain the Tosis? Does he say it at all to explain this din of chelev? That I don't see in the Taz necessarily. But I guess that's I guess that's what you have to say. Like Rav Shechter said, that the Torah's says Beferish that it's mutter for chaylev. So chaylev is the one place where they weren't asking it. Chutz me'achelov. Then the Shulchan Aruch says we mizdamlu lutzayid chayv ha'of v'dogim t'meim mutol l'mochrom v'vad shalo yizkavim l'kach. Say somebody went hunting and he was looking to capture kosher animals, but in the course of his hunting they also, you know, he got some treif animals. So those you're allowed to sell. That's not called schora because you weren't mechaving to make du schora. You happen to get them. So now what are you going to do with them? So you could sell them. Okay, so we'll have more about this. Now I'd like to get to the question of polygamy. Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon says you can't marry two wives. Right? So the question is, what about the Pasuk in Chumash? One second, the Pasuk in Chumash. Let's see the Pasuk in Chumash. On page 14. Kisiyar l'ishtei noshim, ahas uvo v'ahas nua. So you have two... right? It says beferish. You can have two wives. Right? Kisiyar l'ishtei noshim. Page 14. What is the pasuk talking about? You have two wives. One is ahuva, one you like, one you don't like. And you have sons, one from the ahuva and from the snua. And the older one was from the snua. Right? The bechor was from the snua. So now the question is, when you give Yerusha, the Bechor gets Pishnayim. So, say you want to say, well, this wife is the Snua, I don't want to give her son I want to give it to the younger one. So he says, Lo yuchal levakers ben ahuva apnei ben asnua ha-Bechor. He says, Bechor ben asnua yakir lo says lo Pishnayim. Kol asher yimotze lo, hu reishis ono lo mishpat ha-Bechor. That's the pasuk. So Rabbi Yisai, So the question that everyone asks is, isn't this against the Taz? Because the Pasuk says, what? Kisiyan elishtei noshim. And yet, so it's beferish in the Torah that it's mutter. So then how could the Chachamim, how can Rabbeinu Gershom say it's osur? What are you saying, Moshe?
I was asking where Rabbeinu
Gershom. Oh, so we're going to have a separate... pack it eventually. I'll show you more inside. So a lot of people talk about this in the Sefer Emek Halacha. Who's the Emek Halacha? That's Rav Yehoshua Boimel. Who's Rav Yehoshua Boimel? He has a famous grandson. Who's his famous grandson? Rav Yehoshua Boimel. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb is the he said, I heard someone told me Dr. Lamb said his best year in the after high school, Dr. Lamb went to Tor Vidas, and then after Tor Vidas he came to YU. but instead of, I guess it wasn't as common to go to Eretz Yisrael than to learn. So that, so he took, I think, a year of learning with his grandfather. So that, he says that was like his, one of his best years in his life, the year that he learned with his grandfather. Emek Halacha. He's a big Talmid Chacham. So he discusses this question. So first he wants to say, based on the Gemara in Kedushin on Samech Chesem and Aleph on page 16. Take a look. Amar Papa, let's take a look in Samech Chesem and Aleph. Amar Papa, Chayvi Lavin. Behediksi behu kisian lishte noshim achas uvo vachas nua. Cheshnua lefnei mokum, ahu lefnei mokum? What does it mean? Ahu vans nua. Understand, just because he likes one and he doesn't like one, you would think you're able to change the halacha? But it's Hashem, like Rashi says, In other words, why doesn't the Torah just say you always have to give to your older son? You can't switch. Why do we have to have this dramatic thing? Oh, one of them he loves, one of them he doesn't like. Ki'ilu, you would think that he, since he doesn't like that one so much, he has a right to say, the son of the snua, I won't give him the, even though he's the real b'chor, I won't treat him as the b'chor. I mean, it was a, the Torah didn't have to be so dramatic. There's two noshim, echaz uva, echaz snua, just say, the halacha is, you give to the b'chor, and you're not allowed to nishana, finish. So says the Gemara, Ella Ahuva Ahuva Benusueha. Snua Benusueha. In other words, no, what it means is It means that he married her not al pi halacha. Not that he doesn't like her. He loves both of them. But Hashem doesn't like this marriage. Hashem doesn't like it. Why? Because one woman, the Ahuva, was a woman that was totally halakhically permissible to marry. The Snua was somebody what? Who was like, like a mamzeris. So there's a lot. Roseris or Kohen Lagrusha or something like that. So that's why it's called Snua. Not Snua because he didn't, it's not Snua because he doesn't like her. The Torah doesn't like this marriage because it's an improper marriage. That was, but it's Chal, Kisiyena. There's a Havaya. That's what the Gemara is showing you, that if you get married to somebody that's only Chayvi Lavin, so you violate the Avera, but it's still chal. If somebody who's marrying somebody who, face, he wants to marry a woman without a get, Rahman al-Islam, to marry a woman without a get. So it's not chal. It's nothing. Rahman al-Islam. But a kohen l'grusha is also not right. But it's chal. So kisiyena. So in other words, so say a Cohen married one wife was a perfectly fine wife, she was never married before, and one wife was the a grusha. So then that she's called the snua. Doesn't mean snua in terms of whether you like her. This is lahavdil. This is not a soap opera. It's not chas v'shalom lahavdil. It's not the movie. Oh, this one he's in love. Like Gary Wilson said, because love is. It's not. Oh, so that's the, so now, if you look in the Emek Halacha or Boimel, he says over an answer to the question. Take a look on page 18. The beginning. Advarta Rosso Shahil Yosha Kushet Achasim Sofer. Achasim Sofer's Kasha. Yachain Hikshev Shut Sholomation. And the Sholomation's Kasha. Shavazi Besef Sifri Emekaloch. Shikshev Lashitas Hataz. Kasimukov Yudzayan Hayidua. The Inkov Yacham Lesser Dovim Purish Batola Hatir. The Eich Gozar Rabbeinu Gershon Moor Hagola. That's the Rashi Tavis. Rabbeinu Gershon Moor Hagola. How is Rabbeinu Gershon Moor Hagola Gozer Shemalvisa Shtei Noshim? Halo Mikro Molek Isiena Li Ish Shtei Noshim. Right? So it says the Feirish. Falzei Yekon Kvosu Mishas Kedushin. That's new. I'm a snoo of a new Zuea. You can't keep it that. I think of it as a Torah Lahatik. Oh. So in other words, he's saying like this. The Pasuk in the Torah is talking about Ahuva and a snua. And since the snua means what? Snua lefnei ha-makom. So what does that mean? That means he married improperly. So then, once you say that, then the whole parasha could be talking about things that are improper. So kisiyed ali shtei nashim, what? Also could mean what? It was done improperly. Because Al Chorcha the Pasuk is talking about when you married someone in Ashalal Pidin. So therefore you can't say that from this Pasuk, Yisiyed Ali Shtei Noshim is a raya that you could have married two wives, because Al Chorcha the whole parsha is talking about when he did something illicit. The snua means an improper marriage. So then the whole Shtei Noshim can also be an improper marriage. Al Korcha, the Torah is not trying to say that this was the right thing to do. The Torah is just saying, if this was done, then this is the halacha. So Mimela, that would be a very good yishuv to the Taz, to the Kasha, the Chasim Sofer asked on the Taz. Because the Chasim Sofer asked the Kasha on the Taz, right? Kisiyan Ali Shtei Noshim. So doesn't the Torah Meferish matter it? So how can Chacham matter? The answer is the Torah didn't matter anything. The Torah is just telling you that if this happens, this is the halacha. And it's not that you're allowed to do it. Haraya, the snua means snua of Ne'emokal, that you're not allowed to do it. So Chacha, this is well. And no? Good terms? Well, what do you say?
At the end of the day, the marriage is challah, so you're allowed to have more than one wife. So Rabbeinu Gershon is coming just to say.
Rabbeinu Gershon doesn't say it's not challah. If somebody's makadesh multiple wives, b'sman hazeh, then it's all challah.
Rabbeinu Gershon in general.
Rabbeinu Gershon is saying not to do it.
If you're learning this Gemara like that, then it wouldn't be necessary. Unless you say you can't even marry two people who are kosher.
No, in other words, the Chumash never took a stand on saying Beferish that it's a right thing to do. Right? In other words, the Kasha was, doesn't the Chumash take a stand? He has the Anilish Dei Noshim. So the answer that he's giving here is that, no, the Torah never said that that's a right thing to do. The Torah is just saying that that if this situation happened, this is the Halacha. And Haraya, that it's not telling you what the right thing to do is, because why? What? Because the Torah is speaking Beferish about a case of snua, which is clearly not the right thing. So then, once you say that, then the whole parsha is not necessarily telling you, oh, l'chatchila you can do this, and now this is the halacha. No! Al-Korcha is not saying l'chatchila. So that's what this person answered the Kasha. This is from Shlomo Zalman Weinberg. So now Rav Boimel is going to say, maybe I can give you a different teretz without that. Okay, he says, Hinek on page 18, Yofa Heir V'kivim B'zela Divrei Yedidi Harav Agonim Mefursam Agrash Gerstenfeld. So Ain't sarcho chose. We go on belief had drasha the stubbe so lo kosher midi. So he came along the ili sur kos of kra and came kabi o mocha lo nochri cha kos of a tas and raise a heaven to beforish to muta lo kuro lo nochri and kok vecha mo osar lo hacha ki siena ksiv di over venosiv lo yuchel of akir. Fine the ili sur and came in heta beforish batar klal. Shopping goes in. So there's he's saying that even if it didn't say snua, he thinks that it just says kisiena. This is what happened. That doesn't mean it's allowed to happen. It's the fact that it's talking about snua just makes it stronger that al korcha it's not al chatchila. When it says umocha lenachri, that says that's telling you that's a mandate in the Torah saying you could do that. If you have an avela, lo sochal kal avela, la gerisher bechadet la chalom mocha lenochri. So then the Taz says, Chachamim can't ask it to sell. They can only ask it if you bought it to make profit, then you can't sell it. But just tamu mocha is okay. Because the Torah said the fair is okay. So that can't be the issachar just selling. That's why the Tosa says in Sukkah, the Issa Schor is only if you buy it cheaper and sell it more expensive, that's the Issa Schor. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the tariffs that we're dealing with at the moment is that it doesn't explicitly say any Issa factor regards to it, just says that the peace happened.
Well, but the first thing we said is that in the Parsha itself, it mentioned Snua. And Snua, Gemara Darshan's means not just a woman that you don't like. A woman that the Torah doesn't like. Snu l'fnei ha'mokom. So, it means that, like a Kohen, he married one regular wife and one grusha.
And so the stage is that he wasn't properly Mekadesh the second woman?
No, he was properly Mekadesh. I mean, he wasn't allowed to, but it's chal. The snua, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that snua means snu l'fnei ha'mokom. That means you married someone that the Torah doesn't want you to marry.
Okay.
So he's saying, so you see beferish that the Torah is talking about a woman you're not allowed to marry. So you can't say that therefore from the whole parsha you see that this is a mutter because the snua is not mutter. So kisiyan lishnei nashim might also not be mutter. That's what this person said, and then Rav Boimel says, even without that, the Pasha Pshat just means Kisiyana. It happened.
Right. According to the first Tereh, like that first Pshat, the case, like it seems like a very much forced answer, meaning that the case is Kisiyana Shnei Nashim. Like when there are two wives, the fact of the matter is like saying that. Yeah, it's for sure talking about like Nisr being the Snua, this, that. Like, it seems very forced, like you're trying to, you know, give the reason why it wouldn't be allowed. Like this, what Boimel is saying makes a lot more sense because it's saying, not in regards, at least right now, it's very neutral. It doesn't say, it just says, just, yeah, it happened. Like,
right. But no, but you see, the other Rav was just saying that he probably agrees to that also, but he just says it bolsters the Pshat even more. By the fact that the Gemara says that the case of marrying a snua doesn't mean you like, or the one you liked and one you didn't like, and you married two wives. And the Torah is saying, you gotta treat the kid from the one you don't like, you know, his share. If he's the Bechor, he gets you can't override him. And the Gemara says, but what does snua mean? So snua can mean, I don't like her. But Rashi says, explains the Gemara, but you would think there's no havamina to think just because you don't like her, then the halacha changes, right? So can't mean. So it must mean that snua means that the Torah doesn't like her, because the Torah likes her too, but he doesn't like this marriage because it's an improper marriage, but it's still chal. So once you say those psukim are not necessarily talking about things that are kosher l'mahadrim to do, so then. It's just talking about things that happened, so then it's not considered a heter b'furish b'Torah. Mashain came when the pasuk says that we saw yesterday. Well, so called the vela, a gerusha b'sherechet neva cholam mocher l'nochri. That that you can't eat in the nevela, so that but you sell it, so that the Torah is saying you could sell it. The Torah is mandating you, if that you were permitting you, I should say, to sell nevela. So therefore, Chachomim, the Taz says, couldn't have asked it to sell nevela. They could only ask it if you want to import, export. You want to buy it to sell. But if you just have a nevela in your house, the animal dropped dead, and you want to, now you have a nevela sitting around in your backyard, so you could sell it. Why isn't it? So that's not Schora. Because the Torah says Refarish, you could sell it. So the Chachamim couldn't have made an Issa. Yeah. Now, I want to tell you, Rav David Cohen in his Sefer, Rav David Cohen wrote a Sefer called Hataz Hayadua. Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn is a Rav in Brooklyn. He wrote many Svarim, Big Talmud Chacham, he wrote many, many Svarim. So one of the Svarim he wrote is called Hataz Hayadua. All about this Taz, the whole Sefer. It's not such a big Sefer, but Taz Hayadua. So he says a simple answer to this question. I didn't put it in the packet. I'll tell it to you now. Even so, what? You ready for this test? I think it's a great test. You'll tell me whether if you like it or not. I think it's great. Okay? Ready for this test? Kisiena li'ishtei noshim. Ready for this? It's so simple, but I think it's so pashut. Never says that they were married at the same time. The two wives. This was his wife, then he divorced her, and then he has another wife. Now he has two children. Never says beferish. So it's not beferish that they were married at the same time. You can have two wives that you were not married to the two women at the same time. So the Torah doesn't necessarily have to. It could be talking about the case where you also, but it's not beferish, right? We're talking about implicit, explicit, like Adam, like implicit, explicit. It's not beferish. You can have two wives. You can have five wives. You know, but it never says, and you don't have to learn the pasuk necessarily. It could be talking about this case also, but it doesn't have to only talking about this case. Once it's not beferish, like we said yesterday, once it's not beferish, then Chachamim have the ability. So I like that. I thought that was very sharp. Yeah.
Are we going to go with the answer that Tom's ever written down that they did not agree with the first footnote? In the first footnote that Imam Galata brings down the answer of the Tom Sofer, are we going to be done with that answer at all? Or?
Yeah, this over here. You mean what he says over here, Chasam Shofer Shekosov? On the left side?
Yeah, but I think it's based on the right side.
Well, he says like this. Here, take a look. Here, you want to read? We can read the whole thing. He says, Ayin Chasam Shofer in the footnote 1. Shemetare Tushani Chere Mi'isa. Ravagav She'ein HaChacham Yichon Ma'esor B'takon Ma'ashamut B'feresh B'kol Kom Odom Ha'oser Ha'asmo So he's saying that there's a difference between a cheirim and an isser. A cheirim, like Rav Shechter always says over, that a cheirim just means a curse. He put on a curse on on somebody who marries two wives. So Mele, so Rav Shach always assumed that even before Chayim, the Rabbeinu Gershon was Osir. So he put the Chayim. I don't know if that's so partial, because it doesn't sound Masha that to me. Masha that the Chayim was the Isser. Then he goes to Shudrim, says that Rav Gamliel also be shown a Rabbeinu Gershon also be shown a takana shelo lisa, and then he put a cherim. And then Chasam Sofer says no, it wasn't originally a takana and then a cherim. It was together, the cherim with the takana. That's what the Chasam Sofer is saying.
That's not so
pasha. Right. That's not so pasha. But we're saying, yeah, that's what Chasam Sofer's answer. But we're giving in different answers. Right. Now, I remember one year. Dr. Lamb, should be well, used to give an annual shiur for the yahrzeit of Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. So one year he spoke about this, and he said, he spoke about this taz with his grandfather's shuva. And his grandfather says that the source of the taz, he thinks, is from the pasuk on page 1, because the pasuk begins on page 1. Ki pole mimcha dover. What is he pole? Rashi says mechusim mimcha, meaning something is not clear. So that, Adam, it means that it's not explicit. So only ki pole mimcha. In other words, the source of chachamim's power is only if something's not explicit, then lo sasa min adover. And the same thing, the other pasuk that, you know, is, we're coming up to Hanukkah soon. So we have the, here, take a look. On page 13, the Gemara Chav, Shabbos, of Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. Where it says, my Mevarech, what bracha do you make on Neres Chanukah? Baruch Hashem Kedushon Mesosov Tzivonu Ladlik Neres Shal Chanukah. So, Vehechon Tzivonu, what's the source that Chachamim can, because it's not in the Torah, Rav Avi Omar Milo Sosor. Rav Nechemi Omar Shal Avich V'Yagetcha. So Rav Boimel says, both these psukim imply, so both these psukim that are potential sources where the Chachamim have their jurisdiction for, is all both cases that something is not clear. Ki pole, that's the pasuk of Losasur, and shalavicha means when something that needs to be asked. It's not clear. That's why I'm asking. Now you don't ask if something's clear. Is this a table? Yeah, it's here. I'm not asking if this is a table. It's here. But I can ask you what was on the table yesterday, because it's not here now. It's not clear. But not, something that's clear. So that's what Rav Boimel said. The whole concept of the Taz is based on these two psukim of Ki Palei and Shalavicha, and the idea is something that needs clarification. And if it doesn't need clarification, then Chachamim's jurisdiction doesn't apply. So that's what he writes on page 19. He says, "Anira b'zeh te'bishas Shabbos chav gimel amrav is gavim birkas nechanik ramrin nehechan tivanu. Rav Avi Omer milo sasur nachem yomer shalavicha v'yaget as a kenech v'yomloch. Near Ramban b'sefer mitzvah shor hal of hisbir plukta the Rav Avi Rav Nachman. The Rav Avi sover the whole mitzvah chachamim main shem gedorim misyogim Shvusei Shabbos Ben Shem Mitzvah Shechitchu Chachamim Mechanical Megillah Nilma Mikalo Sosser. And the other pasuk is Shalavicha. Vinei Nira, next paragraph, Bar, the Mikra, the Shalavicha, lo nishmarav midi, the tzorech she'ela. Only something that needs she'ela, it's not clear. I'm asking, because I need clarification. B'zeh anachnum chiyovim l'shmol b'kol chachomim. Havaldor ha'mfush b'tor she'enu nechnas b'suk sha'al. But something that's not in the suk sha'al, z'yeh kari b'toro, it's b'feirish, just read it in the Torah. B'zeh ein lanu limud klal l'mchiyovim l'shmol l'divei chachomim. Rav Avi is only called Lososer because Lososer ksiv ki poli mimcha. First, Raki poli mimcha, davar mechusa. As yesh no chiv the Lososer. But something, it's preferish, then it doesn't apply. And that's how he explains the. So that's why, mocha lana. So the same thing, ki siyen al ish. And especially like Rabbi David Cohen explained, Kisiyen Leish is not the Feirish. So first of all, you could say that's talking about that you did it already, Be'isser, right? That we said, and then like Rabbi David Cohen said, Kisiyen Leish Deinoshim doesn't have to mean explicitly that you're married to them at the same time. So it's still up for clarification. So it's still in the gather of ki poli, and it's still in the gather of what? Of shalavicha. Okay, one last thing in this paragraph and in this packet, and then we'll go on Mezrashem tomorrow to the next one. It's the Gemara Bava Master on Samach on the Beis, on page 17. Famous Gemara, the end of Keftet Amatim. Tanya Mar Yishmael ben Elisha, Miyom Shechar of Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Din hu shenigzor al tzmeinu shelo lecha bosav lo lishtos yayin. So the day the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, really, we should be mourning. And we shouldn't drink wine anymore. And we shouldn't eat meat anymore. Because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Not just during the 9 days. The whole year. The whole year. Ella, Ein gozun gzeira ala tzibra and came rava tzibra yicholim labad ba. Because we don't make gzeira unless the people could keep it. And they felt, if they're going to... So that's what Rav Shechta says over, there's an Aruch HaShulchan that says that that's the real reason why we don't eat meat during the 9 days, is because for 9 days we could do that. With the carbonus, etc. Oh yeah, that would be too much.
What? So Yishmael agreed that on Shabbos you should also not eat meat? Because doesn't it say the Gemara that you should have meat on Shabbos? Or so would he say that you're not fully includes everything Shabbos?
In Yom Tov. Oh, we're going to see. Wait for a second. Ela ain gozim zera ala tzibah and came over to we call him blah blah blah. But then he says, "Umiyom shepashta machus harishah shegazers halim gzeis rose v'koshes v'avdels v'menu Torah of mitzvos feima neches alam likolos l'shua ben nami l'shua ben." Whereas the Gemara, page 17, last three lines, the time that the there was a gzeis hamalchus. That we can't do Shavua Ben. Rashi learns that means Bris Mila. Rabbi Yeshua ben Dinu shenigzer al atzmei shlo lisa isha. So there was, maybe we should make a gzeira, we shouldn't get married anymore. L'holi badim. And then says Zayr shal Avraham Avinu kala me'elav. So then Klal Yisrael is not going to continue. So just like the Gemara says, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, really we shouldn't eat meat anymore, but that's too much of a gzeira. And from the time there was a gzeiras hamalchus of not being able to do bris mila, maybe we shouldn't get married anymore, because how are we going to have children? They're not going to let us do bris mila. So the Gemara says, no, we can't. These two things are too much to be gozer. El hanachlam liYisrael mutav sheishogim val yumizidim. It's too much. So look in Tosfos, I didn't bracket it, but look in Tosfos. Dinhu, see Tosfos din. Dinhu shenigzor al atzmeinu shelolisa noshim. Tema, haksi peruvu. How can we make it? In other words, the Gemara said that maybe they shouldn't make it gzeira, that we shouldn't get married anymore. Right? And the only reason we're not doing it is because it's too hard to keep or whatever. But the question is, according to the Taz, the Bible is going to speak about this, John, this Tosis. But that's going. But there's a mitzvah, peruvu. So how can we make it gzeira not to do peruvu? So you could give me an answer. Give me an answer. Pilegesh. Pilegesh. So unless he holds it, does it open Pilegesh? Which Tosfos? We just learned the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ravid. We did a Tosfos. In other words, maybe it's referring to people who already have children. They can't, and then Chas v'Shalom, they lost their wife or something like that. They shouldn't be able to get married anymore because it's there's Gzeiros Malchus, so we shouldn't and they're not going to let us do Bris Mila anyway, so we shouldn't get married. But in a Hanami, there can never have been a gzeira of people who were never married before, because they still have to be carrying peruvu. And it's Arash Alavam Kola, Shalomi and Ella Beinu Bas. In other words, so he's saying, no, the people already had a son and a daughter, they were carrying the mitzvah. So those people, if they chas v'shalom, they lost a spouse, they shouldn't remarry. So that's what it means. Oh. So Rav Boimel, let's see where it says. Yeah, look on page 20. Ubiyosi, left side. Yosi was at Sarah Klein to be a Tysis, but a Basha Shiksha had to come around with Shmuel Ben Elisha. Biyom shepashtu malchus harshayin menechazon likonis l'shuva ben dinu shenigzor atzmeinu shelo lisa isho lo libarim hikshu atosis teima ksi peruvu. It says peruvu, right? So that's called Tosis kasha. So the Rav Boimel asks on Tosfos, who tamua? Because harbezdin masin lachodovim enatov b'shei v'altase. Because the halacha is that they could tell you not to do. They can just like they could tell you not to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, right? So then they should tell you. In other words, they can't tell you to do averus, but they can tell you not to do a mitzvah. He came. So what? We won't do peruvu. Why is it different than shofar? So he answers. He quotes the Taz. On page 21, second line. No, the difference is shofar, they'll still have shofar the other years that it's not Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. But then he says he doesn't know if that's a good teretz because over there by shofar by yontif I said right El Yom Mizrachi's kasha. What was his kasha that they should aser a shofar all every Rosh Hashanah because shemi sakin klishir. So over there the mitzvah will be totally eradicated. Over here they just wanted a mevatel peruvu for the time that they had the gzeiras hamalchus. After the Gzeiras HaMalchus passes, then they'll bring it back. So then what's Tosis Kasha? What's the point? Because the Peruvu for 10 years, they can postpone, just like, because it won't be forever. So then what's wrong? What's Tosis Kasha? It's not La'olam. It's not like the case of Shofar. But he says in the third paragraph, Shuvra Isi, Mi and Yaakov Shiksha came in Tirus Udochel, Ma'api Divre Ataz Anal, Dengen Biyarachom Lakor Mitzvah Mufreshus B'Torah. According to the Taz, it's very well, because since the Torah says Puru explicitly, then Chachom can't answer it. Right. In other words, Chacham can't ask a Puruvu for even one day. Because the Torah says Puruvu. So Puruvu means. So if they're asking it now, that means they're taking away the mitzvah now. And the Torah says Puruvu. So Tosis answers no, they only meant to ask it for the people already in Makai Puruvu. So then he has to catch up. But doesn't there's another halacha in the Gemara in Yevama Sasamach Beis? Baboker zara zarecha la'erev al tanach yadecha, which means that even if you have children already, there's still a mitzvah to have more children, even if you mekayim peruvu. That's not a pasuk in Chumash. That's in Nach. So how could they tell us to violate la'erev al tanach yadecha? Someone wants to give me Gemara Yevamos? Right, so it's also saying the Gemara we meant to say for the people who already have children that they'll make that they should have made a gzera. But the people who have children, it's also violating Le'erev al Tanach Yadecha. And that's here. Kohelis Yeral, the Bogazar Zarechla Erval Tanich Yadecha. Hayulabanim Bialduso, Yulabanim Ziknuso. If you had children when you were young, you should have children when you're old. As the post says, Bogazar Zarechla Erval Tanich Yadecha. So Tosa says, oh, we were told you the people who have children already, for them they shouldn't. But why? It's going to be a violation of Erev Talmid Chinuch. You want to get me a Kohelis? It could be a Torah Tamima, it could be a Mikros Kedolos. Because, right? In other words, again, the Gemara says that once there's a Gzeira that they won't allow our kids to get bris milas that was made in the community, really we should tell people don't get married. So Tosa says, how can you tell people not to get married? They won't be able to make a peruvu. So he says, no, it means that we tell people who are already married, have children, and now for some reason that they lost their spouse and they want to get remarried, these people should not get married. So the Rabbi was asking, but then you're telling you mevatel a mitzvah of, in Koheles, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah Dami. So he says that the pasuk is not beferished, as we dashen. But bokezar zarech literally means that you should plant in the morning, and then later on you should plant again. It's not necessarily talking about having children. Chachamim dashened that it's referring to bokezar zarech means if you already had children when you were young, you should also have children later in life. So he say Puravu was Befeirish. So that was under the Taz's rubric. So that's why Tosis had to say that they could have never said not to get married if you didn't be Mekai Puravu. They could only said not to get married if you already were Mekai Puravu. But still it's a bit of Ma'ariv al Talich Yadecha. But Ma'ariv al Talich Yadecha is not Befeirish in the Pasuk that it's referring to having children. It could just be referring to planting, you know, and so Chachom Darshan in Yivam Samach Beis that is referring to that. So that's where Rabbi Moore writes here. Take a look. Ula now, page 21. Now Adover Nochon. They call Hatam. They ain't be a Chachom Levatel Dover Furish Betoro. When we shum the Dover Furish Betoro, Edu Bechlal Ki Poli. The Lo Bechlal Shal Avichem. You can't say Nichol Lagabe Mitzvahs Peruvu. Talzeh in Tzorach Lushol Chachom. Father first Matar Puravu of Algami Mitzis Laerv Al Tanakh Adecha the Pshita the Krolo Mayi Bibiya. Right? That's not the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. The Bogazar Zarach means it's about planting. Right? If you plant and then plant some more later. But it's not referring to having relations and having children. The Pshita the Krolo Mayi Bibiya. Rachazal Kiblu the Koyal Holodus Bodim. He came Bavadai the Zahavi began the Shalavicha. So that is not Beferish, because that's still Beged Shalavicha or Kipole. Because it's not Beferish, so then Chachamim could make the Gezeris. To go against Puravu, that's Beferish, that they can't do. But to go against the Erev Al Talmich Yanecha, that they theoretically could do. Shuv Yesh Chachach Biyad Chachamim, Thigzor Zev. Shabbat Kosovo Tosu Dimotsu Ligzor Hamisha Kvarki and Puravu. The Zel Avda Kati Nisha Mitzis Lev Tal Tanecha, Bezin Masad Lakor. And then he has an interesting discussion here on Boimel. Because the Gemara says, Mutav Shishogin, that it was really, we should ask her. Because they're going to have children, and they're not going to be able to do bris milas, so then people shouldn't get married. So he's saying, is that really the halacha? Say a person lives in a country where they don't allow bris milas. So will we tell people so don't have children? But we say no, at least do the mitzvah peruvu. Even though later on you won't be able to to do the bris milah. Because it's like sort of the discussion of the Mordechai. Like, you'll be potter. Like on Shabbos, the Mordechai says, you can put on the talis, even though you won't be able to, because right now you're allowed to do it, so they put it on, then you're potter. So same thing over here. You have a mitzvah of peruvu. You have a mitzvah of peruvu, so do it. Ah, later on, they're not going to let you do the bris milah. Okay, then you'll be honest. So he discusses the machlokas, the Balamor and Ramban, about are you allowed to put yourself into a situation of being honest? Because the Balamor says that if the famous machlokas, the Balamor and Ramban, is in those days, after the Mila, you have to put the child in and bathe him in hot water, or else it would be a sakana. So with Bris Mila on Shabbos, they would heat up the hot water before Shabbos. But what happens if the hot water is spilled? And now you have no hot water. So do you say don't do the Bris today? Because you don't have the hot water? Once you do the Bris, you can be Mechal Shabbos because it's an onus. But who said you're allowed to put yourself into that situation? Because the Balamor, it's also one more, came to start the pack of Chal Shabbos to heat the water, which is not in Chal Shabbos, but it's only to do the Bris Mila. But the heat up the water, then you have to do it before. But here the water is spilled, so the Balamor says, so now you can't do the Bris Mila. You don't say, well, I have a heat to do the Bris Mila, I do it, and then it will be Pekuach Nefesh. I'll heat up the water then. No. Since you know you're going to put yourself into a situation that had the Pekuach Nefesh, and the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says you can do the Bris Mila. You can do the Bris Mila, and later on you need to do the thing. Right now, I have to do the Bris Mila. But the Balamor says, though, you have to look at the future. You're going to put yourself in. So he says he thinks it's related to that question. If you are you allowed to have a child with the knowledge that you won't be able to give a bris milah later? What do we say? In other words, that you can't put yourself into an honest lachatchila. Do we say right now I have a chiyuv, have children, so I have the children, and then when they're born I won't be able to, so I'll be honest. That's the machlokas, the Ramban and the Balamor. I mean, they were talking about pikuach nefesh, but. Yourself into a situation where it's going to cause later on that they're going to kill the children. Yeah. Okay, so I think we've concluded this first packet. I think the second packet, if I'm not mistaken, is the, as I told you, the whole reason why we're doing this is Rabbi Tuchman got me to think about the discussion about how come Chazal asked Kedushei Bia if the Torah says Beferish Ubala, which is Kedushei Bia. So in Chora, anything Beferish in the Torah, according to the Taz, you can't have this Chora is explicit, not just implicit. It's explicit. So, okay. So Bezer Hashem, tomorrow I'll give out packet a few days, and we'll continue. So but today at least we talked about the Kasha of Kisien Ali Ishtei Noshim. And we gave a couple of okay, we'll switch to that. Okay, we'll start in a couple of minutes.